From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama's health care plan has picked up the endorsements of two powerful lobbying groups representing doctors and older Americans. The American Medical Association and the senior advocacy group AARP are backing legislation that would extend coverage to tens of millions of uninsured people. A Democratic written bill is expected to come up for a vote by Saturday, and as NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports, that's generating some emotionally charged protests outside the U.S. House Speaker's office on Capitol Hill this afternoon.
I am in the hallway outside of Nancy Pelosi's personal office. There is a guy lying on the floor, pretending to be dead in protest of the health care bill. We have other people demonstrating for the health care bill here, too, and they have been scuffled. People have been ripping up copies of the bill and throwing them on the floor. It's just been absolute madness here.
That's NPR's Andrea Seabrook. Critics of the health care plan warn it'll drive the economy deeper in debt and severely undermine the quality of health care, especially for older Americans. Congress is giving some breathing room to home buyers. Today, the U.S. House followed the Senate's lead and extended a tax credit for first-time home buyers by 7 months. Lawmakers are also extending unemployment benefits by 20 weeks, this at a time when companies are still reluctant to hire. But there's some encouraging news today. The Labor Department reports first-time unemployment claims have dropped to a 10-month low. More details from NPR's Brian Reed.
The American economy started growing again this summer, but hints of recovery in the job market have been scarce. So the drop in initial unemployment claims is a promising sign to analysts. Last week, the number of people applying for new jobless benefits fell by about 20,000. Still, the job market has a long way to recovery. The unemployment rate is at a 26-year high, and many economists expect it to get even higher when the government reports October's unemployment numbers tomorrow. Business owners are reluctant to bring on new people until they see stronger improvements in the economy. Plus, they're getting more out of the workers they already have. Productivity surged this summer by nearly 10%, meaning employees worked fewer hours while increasing their output. It was the biggest productivity gain in 6 years. Brian Reed, NPR News, New York.
U.S. productivity in the third quarter surged by 9.5%, much more than expected, and labor costs dropped. Businesses still aggressively cutting costs and restricting workers' incomes. That could affect consumer spending in the coming months and slow economic recovery. On Wall Street, the Dow is up nearly 200 points at 9,998. This is NPR News. A federal case against insider trading is widening to include more arrests. Prosecutors formally announced charges against 9 more people in connection with a $25 million scandal, bringing a total number of arrests to at least 14. The new charges come nearly 3 weeks after Raj Rajaratnam, the founder of hedge fund firm Galleon Group, was arrested for allegedly spearheading the scheme. The chairwoman of the Senate Environment Committee broke longstanding tradition today and held a vote on major climate change legislation without a single Republican member present. Senator Barbara Boxer did so after Republicans who demanded further study of the measure boycotted its final drafting. We have more on this from NPR's David Welnow.
Environment Committee Chairwoman Boxer finally called for a vote on legislation aimed at curbing greenhouse gases after failing for 3 days to attract the minimum of 2 Republicans traditionally needed for a voting quorum. Instead, Boxer had 11 Democrats vote for the measure. Only one of them opposed it.
We did it. We did it in accordance with the rules. We did it with dignity. We did it with passion and commitment.
Boxer's decision to vote the climate change bill out of committee meant no members could amend it. That clearly frustrated Delaware Democrat Tom Carper.
I don't like this process, and I don't think any of us do. Very disappointed with some of my Republican colleagues. I came here to work with people across the aisle, not this nonsense.
The decision to resort to a one-party vote on the climate measure is expected to dampen the prospects for bipartisan support of such legislation in the full Senate. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
An update from Wall Street. The Dow is up now 200 points at 10,002. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.